I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 22nd. 17 people are charged in connection with a massive street takeover in Randolph last year. A police dash camera was rolling as the crowd swarmed a cruiser and threw fireworks in the street during the incident last October. Happened October 5th at the intersection of North Main and Oak Streets. Randolph police said drivers blocked off the street in order to perform stunts, drifting maneuvers, and donuts. The first arriving officer's cruiser was surrounded by about 100 people, preventing him from intervening. In the months that followed, police said they launched an extensive investigation. They reviewed dash cam footage, surveillance cameras from nearby businesses, and social media posts. Police recovered messages from Instagram accounts belonging to people allegedly connected to the street takeover. In the messages, participants allegedly shared locations and instructions, encouraging spectators to block police. All 17 people were charged in Quincy District Court with offenses that include conspiracy, interfering with a police officer, disorderly conduct, multiple motor vehicle violations. Warrants were issued for some of the individuals, and summonses for others. Several are expected to be arraigned today in Quincy District Court. Randolph police said they believe many of those involved traveled together and were involved in multiple Massachusetts takeovers during that same night. About 45 minutes after the Randolph incident, a Boston police cruiser was set on fire. The suspects range in age from 19 to 31 and are from Western Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Maine. A fire interrupted but did not stop a wedding in Abington yesterday. Fire was reported just before 6 p.m. at a Main Street building that houses a pizza restaurant and an event hall. And firefighters, when they arrived, spotted smoke coming from a corner window. People in the event hall partially evacuated, with the wedding just starting. The fire was put out in the stock room where it started, and investigators later determined that it was started accidentally by smoking materials disposed of carelessly. No one was hurt. The Quincy Climate Action Network is hosting an Earth Day Climate Action Workshop tonight. The event will take place at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center from 7 to 8:30 this evening. Participants will use the En-ROADS climate simulator developed by MIT to observe which climate actions will lead to real-world impact. The event is free and open to all. No registration is required. You can visit quincycan.org for more information. Pixia Du is celebrating a big win thanks to a lucky scratch ticket. Du from Quincy is the winner of a $4 million grand prize in the Massachusetts State Lottery's $4 million bonus money, $10 instant game ticket. Du chose the cash option on her prize and received a one-time payment of $2.6 million before taxes. She told lottery officials that she plans on buying a car and a house with the winnings. The winning ticket was purchased at Richdale Foods on Union Street in Rockland. The store receives a $40,000 bonus for the sale of the ticket. There is one $4 million grand prize remaining in the $4 million bonus money instant ticket game. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 293 points. The NASDAQ lost 144. The S&P fell 45. Asian stocks were mixed in cautious trading as investors watch for the next steps in the U.S.-Iran conflict after President Trump extended a ceasefire that was set to expire. The dollar was lower. The euro is down, and oil at $98 a barrel. In sports, Yankees shut out the Red Sox at Fenway last night, 4-0. Series continues tonight at 6:45. 76ers beat the Celtics 111-97. Game 3 will be Friday at 7 o'clock in Philadelphia. The Bruins beat the Sabres 4-2. And their game three in the playoffs will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Garden. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Off and on showers with a high of 47 degrees. Gradual clearing tonight, low of 39. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun. High of 63, sunny at a high 58 on Friday, and cloudy on Saturday with a high 54. For the boater today, waves 2 feet, winds south 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots at a high tide 4:19 p.m. Sunrise 5:51, sets at 7:33. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, April 22nd.